Hi, this is Megan McHugh, and this is the podcast of Triple R Zero G, a weekly radio show exploring science fiction, fantasy, and historical. Zero G is broadcast live on Triple R from Melbourne, Australia, every Monday. Hope you enjoy the podcast, and feel free to get in touch with us via our Facebook page or the Triple R website.
G'day. Thanks to Vanessa from Banksia. I'm Rob Jan.
And Megan McHugh.
And welcome aboard the Starship Zero G, science fiction, fantasy, and historical radio for episode number 1601. Entitled Class of 76. Our podcast title is Happy Potter.
Happy Potter.
Happy Potter.
Of course, we are referencing the year 1976 because that was the birth of this great station that we're sitting inside right now.
I was coincidentally hatched at the same time.
Oh, really?
No, actually, I tell a lie there. I was built.
Assembled. Your parts were assembled around that circa similar time. But yes, no, we are, of course, celebrating 50 years here at Triple R with our radiothon drive.
And we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands of the Wurundjeri from which we broadcast from and to elders past, present and future.
Indeed. Triple R has been lucky enough to be working from this building about how long, Rob?
Oh, it was 2005.
Yeah.
Roughly, yeah.
Nice. And then prior to that, we're in Fitzroy, is that right?
We're in Fitzroy and Victoria Street. Not the main Victoria Street, but one up further up Nicholson Street. And before that, we were in Cardigan Street in Carlton.
Amazing. And I was actually thinking and doing a little bit of maths myself, Rob, because it's, you know, getting in the radiothon frame of mind and celebrating the station being around for so many decades. How many years have you been doing this show?
1994, since last century.
Wow. So over 20 years.
30
years. Oh, my goodness.
32 or something like that.
Wow. And then I guess if you do, well, I got my maths totally wrong. So 32 years. And let's say you did, what, 50 shows or so?
Per year,
per
roughly,
year?
Yeah.
So 50 times 32. So that's over 60. Well, no, we just look at the episode number. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
wow. So I think I encourage you to subscribe to the station to help me get some maths lessons. But what a great way to celebrate so many hours of tireless volunteering doing the show. I've sort of tapped in around 9 years ago or so.
Yeah, about that.
So we've both known and loved Triple R for many, many years. But, of course, it has been around for 50 years and remained free from, you know, big corporate control influence.
I have only, this is dead set true.
Yeah.
Because you can trust me. In those years, I have only ever had one question about a track that I played.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. And I know the tracks Robin. Yeah. I've questioned them in my mind sometimes. So that's pretty good.
Do you know why that is? Because dead men tell no tales.
But also that does mean, you know, part of us being independent radio is that we are, I mean, much to people's chagrin, I think, free to play, speak, voice all of our ideas and crazy reviews and crazy tracks and anything that we deem that we want to get through in our hour here on Zero G. And we are rarely questioned. And so this Radiothon time is a really great time to just call out and say thank you, of course, to everyone who's listened to our show and to Triple R over the many years. And, of course, listeners and people who will subscribe or donate to the station help keep us, Zero G, and the station clocking along, able to do the evil that we do every week.
That voodoo that we do so well.
Exactly.
He said doo-doo.
And we do have already, we have a lot of people to call out and say thank you for their subscriptions. But today we're going to be giving away, what are we giving away, Rob?
Okay, well, it's the 50th anniversary and I'm thinking, you know, like I'm a Hawaii 5-0, 50 Shades of Grey. What are we going to do? And then I thought, It's a golden anniversary.
It is.
So we're going to give away notional gold items.
Yes. So our theme for the show today to celebrate 50 years of Triple R is we're going to give away some notional gold items. We're going to play some gold-related tracks. And if you would like us to give away a notional gold item or thematic thing from pop culture, you can go to rrr.org.au and you can follow the prompts there to subscribe or donate to this wonderful station that we're here broadcasting from. All right, let's get started. So we have from Alphington, we have Baby Lemonade renewing a subscription to the program Neon Sunset.
Wow. Do you have the list of gold
items? I do. Right. Shall I pick give one away?
You're the reader.
Why don't we do Neon Sunset? I think we might like to do the Golden Girls.
Okay, is that lunch with the notional lunch with the Golden Girls?
Notional lunch with the Golden Girls. They're very close to my heart, you know. Yeah. Betty White, she's a comedy classic.
Was that one of your formative years?
Yeah, it was
shows?
Me watching only old women like solve crimes or banter with each other over brunch. So, Baby Lemonade, there you go. Lunch with the Golden Girls. Good for you. Next, we have Laurie Sullivan from Brighton East, also renewing subscription to Off the Record. And the message here is, have been listening since 1976 when Triple R was 3RMT, an essential part of Melbourne's culture. What shall we give? Well, I probably should have given you something more legacy there because you've been listening for a long time. I think we will go for... I would like to give you Scrooge's Money Bin Gold from DuckTales.
You are going to be notionally, fabulously wealthy beyond the dreams of avarice.
Because for your dedication to the station, I think you deserve that. And
that's a lot of gold.
It is a lot of gold.
That's like metric tonnage there.
It is. Let's do one more subscribe. I will do Emma Pullen from Preston is renewing to Astral Glamour. Astral Glamour, our neighbour, our grid neighbour.
Joe Brunetic, Astral Glamour. And his dog. what can I say? We've been neighbours for a very long time on the airwaves,
yes.
Along with Vanessa and Banksia. And part of the tradition of having some great neighbours for Zero G's, we were saying last week,
yeah.
We are the meat in the sandwich.
Yes.
But Joe, look, after Zero G, I'm a little bit wired.
Mm.
So I like to chill out listening to Joe's amazing picks across the airwaves. And it really is. It's it's better than Netflix, actually, for Chop. And then there's the anecdotes that Joe has.
Yeah.
You know, I've had so many enormously good conversations with him before the show and after the show, sometimes during the show, about just rock and roll in general. His depth of knowledge is just amazing.
Yeah.
That is the thing about Triple R broadcasters, all of them in general. The passion, the knowledge. Sometimes we make it up as we go along.
But that's our prerogative on Zero G.
That's our prerogative on Zero G.
Come on now.
And the thing is that there's always another broadcaster along.
Yeah.
And this is a thing. It's such a kaleidoscope.
Absolutely.
You know, so every one of those five decades of the 50 years, it's different. We reinvent ourselves all the time. We're like Cher or David Bowie.
It's true. Timeless, in fact.
Or Madonna too, if you want to get a bit more.
Yeah. all right. So for Emma, Astral Glamour, we should give her maybe something like stars-related, space-related.
Oh, the Golden Man, which is to say... what's his name? Adam Warlock from Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about lunch with Adam. He's always quite busy.
I'd be on your guard as well, maybe, Emma.
Yeah. He turned good in the end.
He did turn good in the end. And if you want to keep such a beautiful kaleidoscope of diverse shows on the grid, we rely on listener support. We rely on your subscriptions to keep the station going. You can head to rrr.org.au. And let's take a track. And then after that, we'll give away some more notional gold items. What would you like to hear?
In 1976, new to Australian television, and you have to remember back then, I mean, first off, there weren't all that many people with colour televisions in 76. We'd only got it, you know, a year before or that, you know, so... It's like all of these shows were in black and white before then.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was in great colour when it came out. I remember it in colour. Space 1999, the main titles. It didn't come out in 1976, but it came out in Australia here. And these are the main titles by the famous Barry Gray. And this is just to raise you up. It's got a great fanfare. Space 1999.
I'm Terry Pratchett, the undeservedly famous author of the Discworld novels, so you can believe me when I say that Zero G on 3RRR is the finest science fiction and fantasy show this side of the Black Stump. I also think Dibbler's delicious pork sausages are the finest eating anywhere in the world, so you know you can trust me on this. Ha 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 ha, with 3 exclamation marks.
What did we hear there? We heard
Barry Gray's Space 1999 main title themes. It came out in 1976 in Australia. It was, you know, throughout the world and the moon before that.
Fabulous. And we listened to that, of course, because we are doing a gold themed show today for the golden anniversary of RRR, because it is our annual radiothon drive where we sort of remind you listeners what great value that the station offers you all year round. And it's a great time to subscribe, donate. You can jump onto rrr.org.au. And a reason it's so great at this time of year is that you can go into the running for some really fabulous prizes, which we heard the likes of there just previous. And in addition to a range of other benefits, which we will get throughout the hour. But if you do subscribe at rrr.org.au during this hour when you're with us on Zero G, we will be giving away notional golden items from pop culture as a bit of a thank you for your generosity at keeping the station going. And so we do have some more people who are due a golden item. Mm-hmm. So let's do Inara Nugara Harding from Melton South, renewing to the station.
Mm, my old stomping grounds.
Oh, there you go.
Actually, I've stomped people there.
Oh, my God. Rob's dark side come out again.
No, it's Robzilla, you know. Of course. Stand aside. I take very large strides. I think we will give them a logie, a notional gold logie.
Nice.
And speaking of which, I wanted to mention that the Logies have just been, and thank you for subscribing. The Logies have come through for this year. Sam Pang got one for the most popular personality on Aussie TV. Mm-hmm. Sam Pang, of course, is a RRR alumni. And that's one of the things about RRR. It's not that you are going on to better things, it's you are going on to other things. And Sam certainly has done that. And best lead actor in a drama was Sam Neill. For a show called The 12, Cape Rock Killer. Mm. I noticed in the same category, George Zhao got one, a nom for that for Ghosts, the Australian version of that.
Oh, nice.
And best actor in a comedy was Steve Bisley for Deadlock.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
We love Deadlock here.
Also nominated for the Actress Award, best actress in a comedy was Kate Box and Madeline Sami too, which would have been awkward if one had won and the other one hadn't, but they didn't get the actual goal. Still, just to be nominated is an honour.
It is an honour indeed.
Dead set for Deadlock.
And we also have, let's go, I think I'm reading these out of order. I apologise, everybody. Let us go with Fraser Standish from Bittern, who's renewing to the station. And the message is astral glamour right through the week and back again. Thanks, Joe, and all the RRR team.
Hmm. We'll see. We will give you the gold cloak. Which is actually a badge of office worn by the City Watch of King's Landing in House of the Dragon.
Ooh, very nice.
So enjoy the gold cloak amongst all the other watch members.
Yeah, well done, Fraser. Okay, and let's give away one more. We will go ahead and give it to Keely. Well, one more for now.
Yeah.
Keely Howard from Rye is renewing to Zero G. Thank you, Keely. Let's give Keely something gruesome and grisly, like Zero G. So, all of shiny and nice.
They're all shiny and nice. Let's give you the golden idol from the Indiana Jones movie, the first one. That's the, the chap, you know, that little idol that he pulls off the stand and then all the booby traps and stuff and the boulder. That's actually known as the Chappapoyan fertility idol. It actually has a name.
So be careful with that, Keely. Make sure you avoid those booby traps, and thank you for renewing to Zero G. We will give away some more notional items, but if you would like to receive a notional gold item from us and support a station that's been doing wonderful independent broadcasting for 50 years, you can go to rrr.org.au.
Now, this one is not from the 70s, but it is part of our golden theme. And, you know, look, K-pop, Demon Hunters, obviously one of the hits of Netflix and streaming.
Yeah.
Massive success. There is a second one greenlit.
Yeah.
I just love this. It's just one of the greatest K-pop style animations ever.
So K-pop much fun, great music. Mm. I love that it was kind of came out of nowhere, and a lot of people are now, they've been brought to the bright side of K-pop. Mm. So
go golden, and subscribe to Zero G or Triple R and
or your whatever your favourite show on the grid is.
Yeah, at rrr.org.au.
This is Kim Stanley Robinson, author of Red Mars, Green Mars and Blue Mars. You're listening to Zero G on 3RRR.
Yes, happy Radiothon to one and all. 50 great years of Triple R. We are celebrating the golden anniversary of the station today by giving away notional golden items. And we heard, of course, the song Golden by Huntrix, also known as EJ, Audrey Nuna and Ray Army, from Cape of Demon Hunters, runaway surprise Netflix success. And if you would like to receive a notional gold item, you can subscribe, renew, donate, all of that good stuff at rrr.org.au. And one little tip is, if you are an ongoing supporter of the station and you would like to just have an ongoing subscription into infinity, check that little auto-renew box there. I know for me, sometimes things lapse and I don't intend them to. If you just check that little box, we notify you before it renews and then you can opt out if you need to, but otherwise it just keeps rolling, keeps supporting, keeps us on air doing all the great stuff all the broadcasters across the grid have been doing for the last 5 decades.
And speaking of some content beyond everything else, Only Murders in the Building Season 6, they've been telling me about the new guest stars. After rival podcaster Tina Fey died in the gateway of the Arcona Hotel at the end of the last season, the Omit B poddies are off to England to solve the mystery.
Of course.
A new country offers brand new oppos for guest stars, and who will it actually be? Actually, that's precisely right. Who indeed? Several Doctor Who actors, including David Tennant, Jodie Whittaker, and Peter Capaldi. And throw in a Doctor Who by the grace of a comedy relief skit where he played the time-travelling Time Lord in a blink and you'll miss it moment, Jim Broadbent.
Oh.
Also, at least one actor who's played the Doctor's nemesis, the Master, Sir Derek Jacobi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Jennifer Saunders as well. It's just blowing my mind.
Well, continue with our golden theme. Let's give away some more golden items, shall we? We have some subscribers have come in. Thank you so much to everyone who's already subscribed this Radiothon or subscribed in general. If you've been meaning to, haven't had a chance, jump on and do it now. Just like these people did, let us give away some items too. Oscar Corcoran from Mornington is renewing 20G with the message, Happy Birthday, Triple R.
Oh.
And what would we like to give Oscar?
Jason and the Argonauts fought hard and travelled long across the world in a generation before Odysseus, at least notionally. We will give you a notional golden fleece, which, of course, is what Jason went off to find.
Perfect. Enjoy that, Oscar.
I think it might be a dangerous thing about the golden fleece. Just check out Wikipedia.
Keep your wits. Make sure
you take it off at certain times.
Keep your wits about you. I think all of these items we're giving away come with a little caveat. So sorry, folks. We also have Nibla Biangioni as a pet subscription, just letting you know as well, in addition to business and your sort of general subscription, you can get a pet subscription, which is really great to see that Nibla has done so, from Carnegie, renewing to Zero G with the message, I am named after Lord Nibla from Futurama, so of course I have to subscribe to Zero G. Woof. Thank you, Nibla. So what should we give Nibla? Suitable for a good boy.
The Golden Snitch from the Harry Potter saga.
Endless hours
what
of
is
fun.
Actually, what is actually the Golden Snitch?
It's played, it's like from Quidditch. It's just a little ball with wings and that's going to keep Nibla run chasing and catching and chasing and catching forever. So I think that's a great choice. Next, we have Andrew Butler from Boronia renewing 2 maps. Thank you so much, Andrew. What shall we give Andrew?
Something that's good across the quadrant, gold press latinum from the Star Trek franchise.
Oh, wow.
Known far and wide, good in any deep space station, including Deep Space Station RRR.
Very versatile. Don't say we're not good to you here. All right. Next, we have Peter Swiatkowski from St Albans renewing to Zero G.
Who has been renewing to Zero G for many a year.
Thank you, Peter. Much appreciated. And there's a message here as well. Shout out to RRR's plethora of thoughtful and informative talk programs, fondly remembering Zero G's stablemate Pulp, among many others that have left the RRR grid.
Pulp, that was a long time ago.
That's such a good point, Peter. I think also, like, there's been so many amazing shows, amazing years of all kinds of different really interesting discussions, talks, reviews, interviews over the many, many years of RRR, which we really endeavour to keep providing to community, to listeners for many more years to come. So, Peter, your subscription has helped go towards keeping us keeping on. What would Peter like, do you think?
I think it's about time we gave Peter something that's really going to be very useful, the Midas Touch.
Ah, very useful.
But like Rogue in the X-Men, you are going to have to put gloves on before you do anything beyond.
We can't provide the gloves, I'm afraid. No. You'll have to source those yourself. But
well, no, we will actually give somebody a gauntlet later on. But
You guys, you might have to, you know, get in touch.
Yeah.
And then we also have Sandra Biagioni from Carnegie renewing to Zero G. I suspect there's a relation to a pet there. What would Sandra like, do you think?
You had one here, The Case of the Golden Idol.
Yes, Sandra, I hope you enjoy this. This is from the video game Case of the Golden Idol. Unfortunately, I have to tell you the Golden Idol is cursed, but it's a really also a great puzzle. So if you enjoy solving puzzles.
There are notional caveats to every notional piece
pretty
of
much,
gold.
Again, as we said, you know, once they've left our hands, I'm very sorry we can't be held accountable. So Sandra, please enjoy your Golden Idol and all the best. But thank you very much for renewing your subscription to Zero G. If you would like a notional gold item, you can go to rrr.org.au. And as I mentioned before, feel free to click renew if that's something that you think you'd be interested in. Just takes that mental load off. But even if you're just only sure for this year, we love that as well. Very grateful and thankful. What shall we move to next, Rob?
While
we wait for those subscriptions to roll in.
I mentioned Rogue before from the
yes.
X-Men. I've been watching the X-Men 97 enormously good cartoon.
Yes,
indeed. Oh, my God, that's so good. I heard that Kevin Feige at the D23 Disney convention brought out the X-Men movie director Jake Schreier to the D23 stage and introduced some of the cast.
Yes. Do we feel like we're okay to spoil this? This is in
news
now.
See, I don't know this. I haven't seen certain movies, so.
Oh, X-Men's, that's right. It's a Megan
but
thing.
See, obviously I know, but.
You do know.
Okay. Sadie Sink is playing Jean Grey.
Mm-hmm.
Samara Weaving is playing Emma Frost.
Great
and
casting.
And she is related to Hugo Weaving.
Yep.
I don't know if that's important or not, but Hugo Weaving played the Red Skull at one stage.
Oh, yeah.
Kit Connor is playing Cyclops and Maya Boyd is Storm. And breakout star of Obsession, Indy Navarrete is playing Rogue.
Never ready. Pretty close, though.
Yeah.
Yes. So I have a lot of thoughts on this cast. I think, obviously, Adam Driver, that was expected.
Mr. Sinister.
Yes. I think that's a surprise. A lot of people thought that he would be playing Magneto, but no, I actually think a villain. He's done a villain before, but happy to see him again.
He'd be perfect for Mr. Sinister, actually.
I think it's a great choice. I actually think it's a much better fit for him. Kit Connor, who I'm quite familiar with, he was in Heartstopper, which is a really great show. As Cyclops, I like that. I haven't really loved the Cyclops casting in the past. I think Kit Connor is a great choice and I have a lot of hope for that. And I would love to see him, you know, him and Sadie Sink, that chemistry there. Christopher Abbott, another girls alumni, or alumnus, I don't know, alumni, as Mr. X, Professor X. I mean, I'm into it. I have no thoughts
Professor
either
Sadie,
way, really.
Yeah. Well, you see, you know, I mean, really, did you know what, for any of the previous castings?
Yeah,
some of them had some cred
that's
points.
That's true. I mean, I would like to see what he's doing with it. Maya Boyd, she comes from theatre. She's done a lot of theatre, and this is kind of one of her breakout film roles. Love to see how she's going to do with Storm. I think Storm's a really meaty character as well.
Yes.
And Indy Navarrete, I think the Rogue casting is great. I'm into it.
Do you know that Storm married Black Panther?
Oh, really?
Not the Shuri character, but the T'Challa one.
Power couple. So yes, but of course the internet is abuzz with this casting because people have got a lot of thoughts and feelings, but I'm going to keep tabs on this one and see how things keep developing.
Mm.
In terms of other things that were mentioned at D3, there was a new Doomsday trailer that dropped.
Yes, it's almost the same as the other one, but from a slightly different angle, from a Doom sort of point of view.
Yes, so I think that was, I liked that because it gave me a little bit more to grip onto as to what to expect narratively. So that was really great to see. They're dropping a few more breadcrumbs there. There was also a secret teaser played for the people in the room of the Star Wars Starfighter movie with Ryan Gosling. So
ubiquitous Ryan Gosling.
Yes. I do think he'll be pretty great as the Starfighter, but
speaking of ubiquitous, not only did Deadpool infiltrate the San Diego Comic Con Hall H presentation by Marvel, suggesting that, well, actually begging to have Deadpool included in Avengers Doomsday.
Yeah.
he's put an ad online, which is less a video conversation and more of a hostage situation, where he's prompting huge axemen to ask Kevin Feige about, could we be in the Avengers Doomsday movie? Check that out online too.
I mean, who knows? I actually don't really know what they could show up.
Well, everybody else is in.
Everybody and their dog is in there.
Hayden Christensen and Rosario Dawson gave us a look at Sosuke season 2.
Yes. Yep.
And they also talked about The Incredibles 3.
Yeah.
That's a long-awaited thing.
Yep.
They're talking about Frozen...
Frozen 3.
Yeah.
Yep, as well. Oh, and this is one quite close to my heart. Kingdom Hearts, the video game, is finally getting an original anime series. So I will be keeping tabs on that one. And the new trailer for Vision Quest. Did you see that one, Rob? It looks quite good. I'm intrigued by the concept. I wasn't sure we needed it, but when I saw the trailer, I was actually really warm on the idea. It sort of takes place in like a kind of other realm, I guess, where all of these AIs co-inhabit. So you've got Vision there.
Silicon Heaven.
Jarvis is there. And, of course, we see Ultron return. So James Spader is actually reprising that role.
Yes.
And that is what kind of hooked me a bit. I was like, okay, all right, I'm keen. And I do really like Paul Bettany.
I love that, the trilogy that we've got there with
yes.
WandaVision,
Agatha,
and this one.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoyed all three of them, all two of those so far.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that Agatha one was great.
And I think they've all had a very clear sense of what the vibe, atmosphere and tone of each show is while still linking. And I've enjoyed the tone of each one.
See, now that's an interesting thing. I've been watching Star Trek Strange New Worlds season, the new season, and so far all four episodes have had different tones. And it's just like watching a sculptor or an artist or a painter decide to use the right medium.
Yeah.
You know, so they're not just going through the template. Although admittedly, some of these are trope sort of things, but they've had like graphic horror. They've had a time travel one. They've had one that was almost like set on a Klingon equivalent of Casablanca.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And one this week is Muppets, actually.
Wow. Okay. So I think overall D23 had a lot of interesting tidbits dropped. We won't see a lot of these come to fruition
for a while,
but good to get the excitement going.
Do we have some more subscribers?
We do. Should we hear a track first?
Let's do one subscriber.
Let's do one, and we'll give away a notional item just to tease you a little, give you a little sense of things. So let's go with Adrian Bangar Barnett from Muralbach. Renewing 20G. Thank you, Adrian. And the message, thanks again, Rob and Megan. No, thank you, Adrian. Your subscription is much appreciated, and we do really appreciate you subscribing again to 20G. What shall we give Adrian?
The pot of gold at the end of a rainbow.
Oh, you enjoy that, Adrian. No strings attached, actually, this time, I think. Well, maybe.
No, there is, actually. You got to watch out for the leprechauns.
There's enough for everyone. So, Adrian, you enjoy the pot of gold at the end of your rainbow. And thank you very much for your subscription. If you would like a golden item, you can head to rrr.org.au. As a reminder, it is Radiothon. So if you subscribe during Radiothon, which runs up until the... I have it here.
It's a month, basically.
It is. Here we go. It's running until the 16th of September, Wednesday the 16th of September. So we have our Radiothon special show today, and then we will have another one towards the end of the Radiothon period. But if you subscribe during this time, you'll be in the running for a range of fabulous prizes that you can find details about.
Real prizes as opposed real to notional prizes. Ones.
I mean, we know we love our notional, but yes, real prizes. You can find details about the prizes as well at rrr.org.au. Let's take a track.
And we will have, what have we got set up there for now? Because we're doing golden tracks and we're also doing 1976 ones. What about the Bowie one?
Oh, yes, let's go with that.
Golden Years, of course.
A classic, David Bowie's Golden Years. And, yes, get on rrr.org.au if you've been meaning to do it. Haven't had a chance. Now's your chance.
Broadcast mode. This is Crichton, the service android aboard the Starship Zero-G on 3RRR FM. SOS! SOS! Mayday! Help! I am being held captive by rogue makeup artists who want to cover my face in plaster and latex rubber. Panic mode. Get me the hell out of here!
Yes, right there we heard the classic Golden Years by the one and only David Bowie in celebration of Triple R's golden anniversary and our golden-themed Zero-G, celebrating all of the subscribers, volunteers, staff, listeners, everybody who makes this great community possible and this great station keep on kicking. We have loads of notional gold items to give away, so we better get cracking. All right. Rob, prepare the list. We have
the list.
Liam Morse from Thornbury renewing to Zero G. Thank you, Liam.
We are going to give you all of the Pirates gold from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh.
Some of which is cursed, but...
but again...
Cursed.
We can't help it. We've got the best intentions, Liam. We promise you enjoy that. And then also we have Stuart Morse, also from Thornbury, renewing to Respect the Rock.
Yeah.
What would we like to give Stuart?
Okay. We will give you... Because the James Bond films have got some great songs in them. So if you respect rock, then we will give you the... I'm not sure how to put this... Goldfinger,
basically. As a concept. Enjoy.
Yes. Well, you know, that's the whole, I think that's the one with, they rob Fort Knox.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so lots of opportunities
there. Lots of opportunities there.
Love that. Next, we have Lachlan Plain from Hurstbridge renewing to Uncommon Sense.
Well, I thought that one of the most sensible movies I saw at last year's Melbourne International Film Festival was the Golden Spurtle, a documentary. A spurtle is a kind of a mixing wand for porridge.
Yes.
It's a documentary about the world's best porridge.
It was a delightful documentary, so I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you're good at making porridge, or you will be once you get your golden spurtle.
That's a good question, isn't it? Do you put salt or milk?
Well, I think there's a very discreet list of ingredients that you should be...
Why not both?
I think milk is a no. But anyway, let's steam on ahead. We have Cam the Poohead Cat Davies from St. Albans renewing to Zero G. Thank you so much, Cam. And there's a message here. Cam stands for Catch All Mice and Poohead because you can't say shithead in front of children. Very true. And Cam, we appreciate you. Meow to you. And what should we give Cam the cat?
Notional.
I assume it's a cat.
Notional lunch with Goldie Hawn.
Oh, golden very nice.
Goldie Hawn. Yeah, which means you probably get Kurt Russell as well.
An icon. Good for
and
you.
Also
maybe Wyatt.
Wyatt as well.
Yeah, gosh.
But you know why? Apart from the golden connection there, there's a movie that they used to play on television all the time called Bird on a Wire. So yes. I think the cat might enjoy that.
I think so too. We have Dax and Scrambles, two cool cats renewing with a passionate subscription. Thank you. What passionate cats. I love that. Renewing a passionate subscription to the station. Happy birthday, Triple R Meow. So two amazing cats supporting the station passionately with a passionate subscription, which is one of our subscription types here at the station. What shall we give them?
Because because being a cat person myself, I'm just thinking, I'm just thinking that what would I love to see? What mayhem could be wreaked by two cats wearing Thanos' Infinity Gauntlet?
Oh, my goodness.
And there, obviously there's another gauntlet as well.
Yes.
Somewhere out there.
Yes.
Because they're golden, not the Stark one, which was a nanotech one.
No.
But the actual gold ones preceded that. Can you imagine what cats would do if they had Infinity Gauntlets?
Do you think it would mold into like a paw shape?
Yes, absolutely.
We could. Yeah. It's very adaptable. Very.
There'd be so much fish.
There would be. There'd just be no humans
just
and
fish.
All fish. We have Cleo the Kelpie Davies from St. Albans renewing to Astral Glamour. Mm. Joe Bernardic Show Astral Glamour. What shall we give Cleo the Kelpie Davies?
Let's see. This is one of your picks, Triforce from Zelda.
Oh, yes. That's a good one. So the Triforce from The Legend of Zelda games. I feel like that could be a little magical addition to your life there, Cleo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's many caveats with that one, except you better be prepared to go on an amazing adventure. Thank you so much. And we have Graham Smith in Portland with a donation to the station. And that is such a great reminder that we can tell you that at rr.org.au, you can both subscribe and donate. So you can add a donation onto your subscription if you wish, or you can just make an outright donation, all of it is appreciated and all of it goes towards continuing Triple R as a fully independent, non-profit community radio station. So we appreciate subscriptions, donations, anything that you can give is very much needed and goes towards the great work we do here.
And not just to the nation, it goes around the world, really, when you think about it, because Triple R can be heard on audio on demand or podcast in many different nations. So we will give you a notional Golden Globe.
Oh, fab. I love that. Mm. Enjoy that, Graham. And then we also have Murray Symes renewing to Zero G. Thank you so much, Murray. And the message is, help, I've been escaped into a lit RPG world and my system said all stats set to zero forever, no class or skills available. Oh, no, that's quite bad. I think we need to give Murray something that's going to help him out of his pickle.
Well, Iron Man's Model 1 comic book armor, the gold variant, because he started out in the comic books with a sort of a grey steel armor.
Yeah, yeah.
Got back to the States and they said, look, it's a bit scary, so what can you do to sort of lift it up? So he painted it gold.
It does the job. Yeah. Enjoy that, Murray. And then we have Peter Redden renewing from Alphington to JVG Radio Method with the message, happy 50th Triple R. Thanks to all the team there, especially JVG and all his amazing contributors.
I think we'll give you the Iron Man Mark 21 Midas armor, which is a gold variant of his Marvel Cinematic Universe
very
armor.
Very nice. Use that with care. Use it for good.
I'm just looking at, Zero G's costume for this year, which you can check out online at the Triple R website.
And on the Instagram page.
Yes. Is, it is literally the Triple R station.
It is. It looks great. Rob has done a beautiful job replicating the station antenna and all.
And I'm just thinking about that because it's got an Iron Man zombie on the top
of the
mast.
You must.
Yes. That's because we like dead air on Triple R, especially Zero G.
Undead air.
And I should say thank you to Annalisa and Kat and Zoran. Everybody's been a big help this year, amongst every other year.
Yes.
Triple R has, 700 or something volunteers working for it and staff as well.
Yes.
And, of course, all of you extremely talented and affectionate and inspirational subscribers out there too.
Exactly. And big thank you as well to Kirby, who supports us here on Zero G.
Oh, absolutely.
And previous to Kirby, Adam as well. We do miss you, Adam. Helping us keep on doing the weird stuff we do every week to week. Really appreciate the support of everyone here at Triple R, as well as all of the subscribers and listeners that really form this amazing community. I think we should hear another track and give people a chance to jump onto rrr.org.au and either subscribe or donate or both. I would like to play a track from one of my favourite bands. This is Gold Sounds by Pavement. Happy Radiothon and happy birthday, Triple R.
This is Sir Derek Jacobi. Zero G or not Zero G? That is the question.
It is time to party for Radiothon. Here at Triple R, it is our annual subscription drive where we remind you, the listeners, that we are, you know, a non-profit, independent community radio station. So listener support is really vital to what we do, and keeping us doing what we do makes up for like half of our revenue that keeps the station up and running. So if you would love to keep Triple R in our lives, it is important, if you can, to support as much as possible. And we do appreciate that, and it keeps us keeping on. If you do subscribe, though, we don't leave you hanging out to dry. You do receive the usual Triple R benefits of the fab bumper sticker, which I love seeing the different kinds that we offer every year. And it also means that you are eligible for the giveaways that we run here at the station. That includes things like film previews and especially the Live at Triple R events that we hold here in our performance space. And as well as that, with your Triple R subscribers card, you get a range of discounts all around Melbourne. And that includes great things like movies, music, art supplies, gear, all kinds of different things. So we also try to give back because we do appreciate that you are giving us some of your hard-earned coins to keep us going. And I think we're coming quite close to the end of our first Radiothon show. You will hear again from us Radiothon-wise in a couple of weeks.
So we do actually have time for a couple of subscribers to read out if we've got any more.
We don't have any more yet, so please jump on rrr.org.au. We can give away some more gold. We've got a whole range here to give away, and some of them are accursed items that we just don't want to keep in our hot little hands until a couple of weeks' time, so please.
It's our procedural. You must give away these items to remove the curse.
Exactly, so please let us pass the curse on. But no, of course, we will be taking subscriptions to your favourite shows or to the station in general for the whole of Radiothon. And the benefit of doing it during this time is that you go into the running for some of the great prizes.
And if you don't subscribe during our hour, please light Joe's show up for the next 2 hours, Joe Brunatic with Astral Glamour.
Yes.
One of the wonderful neighbours on the airwaves, Zero G, has been very fortunate enough to have adjacent to us, for so many over the years since 1994. Fondly remember Ricky Vengeance with the old folk show, and also Gary Young with the Chicken Mary show, and just a host of so many different people.
We've been very lucky to be involved with the station for as many years, Rob. I feel like, as well as, you know, being very thankful for the station and everyone here who's wonderful and the listeners, very grateful that I get to come here every week and chat with you, Rob, about all kinds of random, whatever takes our fancy, basically.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you're gratified. And ditto. And also thanks to Annalisa, who's been in the green room out there.
Offering us moral support and jelly snakes.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes? And Kat, of course, in our social media area today. And Zoran, helping us out with material goods when we rocked up with our annual Radiothon costume, which you can check out on social media at the moment.
The Instagram for Triple R, yes.
All right, well, that's probably about it for Zero G for today.
Yeah, what shall we go out with?
What have you got there?
We've got a range of different. We've got a Beatles track. We've got some 1976 tracks, if you would like.
Mm-hmm. We've got about a minute, 2 minutes left. Yeah. Let's go with Space Cap. Oh, no, hang on. We'll go with the Prom Climax from Carrie the Musical.
Perfect.
Because Carrie the film came out in 1976.
Perfect.
This is not from the film, but it's from a musical they made about it afterwards, which is kind of a hoot. Imagine a musical about Carrie. Bloody good effort. And same to you, Megan. Bloody good effort for today.
Thank you
to Gail Adams, my partner, who's been a brick, actually. She actually drew the bricks on the radio station costume that we built today.
They look wonderful. They look wonderful. Yes, thank you so much to everyone. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to everyone who subscribed during this hour. Thank you to my partner too, I suppose. You've shown me up here, Rob, but thank you, Triple R. Happy 50th.
G'day, this is Rob Jan. Thanks for listening to the podcast of Triple R's Zero G, a weekly radio show exploring science fiction, fantasy and historical. Zero G is broadcast live on Triple R from Melbourne, Australia every Monday. Hope you enjoy the podcast and feel free to get in touch with us via our Facebook page or the Triple R website.